We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast. Your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast. We call our early week edition game plan. My name is Chris Plank. Thank you so much for downloading. Again, only one way to get the Sooner Sports Podcast, the official Sooner Sports Podcast, by hitting us online at Soonersports.tv/podcast. All the links are right there. If you scroll across the media player, if it's an RSS feed, if it's Stitcher, if it's Google Play, if it's iTunes, whichever way you download your podcast, there it is for you right at Soonersports.tv/podcast. I guess I would be considered old school because I still go through like Apple. So if you need that link as well, too, through iTunes, we've updated it. And if you're still even more old school and you just like to search, well, simply search Oklahoma Sooners. And it's the black matted background with the OU logo for the official Sooner Sports Podcast. And we appreciate you downloading and obviously subscribing. Leave a rating, leave a review. It helps us out. And we'll continue to bring you fresh content, fun stuff during the summer and what's been a wild summer. And it's kind of started to wind down a little bit, if you will. I mean, summer workouts just wrapped up this past week for the football team. We are, as this drops, less than a week away from the start of camp. I mean, it's here, 31st. We'll have daily practice reports at Soonersports.tv/podcast with Jessica Cootie. Soonersports.com will have all kinds of information. Fan day, I think we're going to get an announcement on that coming up in the next few days. So that's right around the corner as well, too. There is so much to get to football-wise that why not have a basketball podcast, right? Well, that's what we're doing today. Hey, later this week, we're going to go in-depth on some behind-the-scenes things when it comes to football. Brandon Meyer is going to join us. I'm reaching out to Jeff Salmon to talk a little bit about the turf. I hope Brad Camp might have a chance to come on with us to talk a little bit about the new locker rooms and the new facility. So we've got a pretty busy behind-the-scenes week planned for football coming up in the tailgate on Friday's edition. And then next week, I mean, wall-to-wall with practice updates. But if you've logged on recently to Soonersports.com, you've noticed that we have a pretty cool piece that's been consistently updated on the rebirth of Sooner basketball. And then this week was a focus on Trey Young. It was called The Arrival. A couple of weeks ago, Jessica Cootie had a chance to sit down with both Trey Young and Cam Augusti, and we're going to bring you those interviews here in just a bit. But I would urge everybody to jump online right now at Soonersports.com and watch those two pieces. And that's been one of the cool things about this podcast and what I hope that it's provided and what I feel like that it's provided from an increased access perspective and maybe, I mean, just a content perspective, because so many times you see these incredible features that Jess has done And when you watch them, they're 3 minutes, they're 4 minutes. Maybe in some instances, it's only, you know, a 15-second cut from an interview, or maybe, you know, a 30-second cut or whatever it might be. Well, there's so much great content in these interviews that what we've been able to do with the podcast is really bring you the, I don't know any other way to put it, but like the dance mix version, the extended version, everything that might not make the actual feature, we're still able to bring you right here on the Sooner Sports Podcast. So that's what today is about. You know, so many questions. We had Toby on a couple of weeks ago, and he brought it up that the seemingly constant buzz during the offseason has been basketball related. I mean, obviously, don't get me wrong, Lincoln Riley taking over as the head coach is a pretty big deal, but a lot of excitement brewing around this football pro or this basketball program, well, and this football program too. So with the Australia trip right around the corner, and obviously with basketball practices in full swing, and with the cool content that our man Theron Smith has been putting on at Soonersports.com, we thought before we went all in on football, we would look back, maybe more specifically, look ahead at what's coming up with basketball and bring you the full version of Jessica Cootie's interview with both Trae Young and Cam Agusti. So let's get after it. By the way, I should mention real quick, I have one other non-football podcast that's going to drop in 2 weeks, and I'm still putting some things together, but I'm real excited for it. I had a chance to sit down and spend about 15-20 minutes with Patty Gasso. I talked to Aaron Miller. I talked to Michelle Gascoigne. I'm trying to hook up with Lauren Chamberlain, among many former players, to just really go in depth on what's made this program so special. For my softball diehards, and I appreciate all the passion and the energy for the program, we will have an in-depth look at Coach Gasso coming up here in a couple of weeks. But right now, we're talking basketball. And let's start with the experience. Jessica had a chance to sit down with Cam Agusti and hear what the, I guess, vet now has to say about this year's team and the preparation for the 2017-2018 season.
It was definitely a feeling that I don't think anybody in the locker room's ever felt. We've always been a team that has expectations to go into the tournament. And, you know, even with the new guys coming out of high school, we all go to the playoffs every year, make a nice little playoff run. So it was definitely different. And it was a feeling that none of us ever want to feel again. So that's why we're in the gym now. We're pushing each other and we're more than motivated. I mean, we don't need any motivation. We're all self-motivated and ready to make that jump to get back to the tournament.
How would you describe the growth that you had as a player from November to March?
I think the biggest growth for me was mentally. Physically, I mean, I got a little bigger. I mean, I got maybe grew an inch or two, but most of it was mental. I mean, just being prepared and being able to lock in before games, you know, being able to break down film and see how teams are going to guard me and see how I need to guard certain players and seeing their tendencies. Those were the biggest things in the season that that helped me out, and I think helped our team out as well.
What clicked for you in Big 12 play? Because you took your game to another level when you started playing some of the best competition in the country.
I've just always been the type of player to adjust to the competition, you know, and when those big games, the Wisconsin that we played away, or the Kansas at Kansas, those are the types of games I love to play in. So that's when I show up most. I mean, it's a lifetime opportunity, once in a lifetime opportunity to get to play Kansas at Kansas or get to play UT at UT with all your friends there. And those are just games as a kid that you watch and you're like, man, one day I want to be able to play on that stage. And getting the chance to do it, you know, you don't want to let yourself down. And I'm self-motivated. So you didn't have to tell me twice to step up my game a notch for those types of games.
Most people make huge jumps between freshman and sophomore year. We saw you play at a very high level as a freshman. Where can you be better as a sophomore?
Well, there's a lot of areas to improve on. I think my defense still can be improved, but the way our team's going to play this year is going to be a lot different than what's last year. I mean, we're going to run, we're going to push the ball, Trey's going to push the ball, Jordan's going to push the ball. So I think being able to score with less dribbles is something I'm going to have to work on, because, I mean, I'm not going to need them. We're going to be in transition a lot. I'm going to have a lot more opportunities to set my feet and shoot the ball. And same thing with the defense, you know, get my hands on some deflections, get some blocks. Hopefully we can get some trapping in, you know, just the whole 9 yards of everything. So I would say defensively and just being able to set my feet and get my jumper off and being able to finish at the basket and find open people as well. I think that's another big adjustment I'm going to have to make to my game, is being able to pass the ball to some of my teammates, because we're going to have a lot of open looks.
You were a guy that Sooner fans, outsiders, were really excited about how you came on there. kind of embrace the expectations that come along with having the big freshman year that people expect you to do big things your sophomore year?
Of course. I mean, yeah, it's always good to embrace it. But at the end of the day, you know, we all have our own mission and our own goals. And those are the ones that I'm trying to put my mind towards succeeding first. And that's winning, because I mean, I'm not going to go. We're not going to go through another losing season again, that's for sure. So, I mean, yeah, it's also very exciting to fulfill what everybody says you're going to do. But I mean, the jumps and the strides are going to be made, not just for me, but for everybody else on the team. So the fans should be excited about our team's growth and our team's expectations as well, too.
Do you have one game that sits really badly in your stomach? You guys were there in so many games, but is there just one?
Definitely when we played UT at home. I mean, we played UT at in Austin, and we blew the game. I mean, I missed two free throws. We had a miscommunication on defense. They hit a three. Then I missed another free throw, and they came down and hit a game winner. That was probably the worst feeling I've ever felt after a basketball game. But, I mean, you just learn from it, you know. Like, that'll never happen again. As a team standpoint and from an individual player standpoint, we'll never throw away a game like that. So,
everyone has said that the vibe is completely different, the mentality, the approach this year as opposed to last year. What's different?
Like I said, we're all self-motivated. We know what we have to do. We know what it takes to win. We're not coming into the gym playing around, laughing and giggling and digging us off winning games. We're here to work. So we come in, we get our 2-3 hours in. Everybody's doing extra. I mean, people are struggling trying to find goals to shoot on because everybody's trying to get shots up, which that's always a good problem. I mean, the girls' team is telling us, you know, we need our gym too. So that's also a good problem to have. So everybody's just really motivated and ready to get back on board and win, do what we should have been doing last year.
Let's talk about the newcomers, Trey. What was your reaction when you knew that he was going to come here?
Very exciting. I mean, I've only played with a point guard like him once, and that's JJ Caldwell. And that was one of the funnest times I've had in my life playing basketball. When you play with a point guard that can score the ball like he does, pass the ball and push it and just keep the game at the right pace and the pace that you want it and the pace that you like it. I mean, it's really a blessing to have a point guard like that. And I think he's one of the better ones in that 2017 class. But I mean, he's a little slept on, because I even slept on him a little bit. But once you get in the gym with him, you realize that he is the real deal and probably one of the best point guards in that class.
And then what about Ty?
Ty, he's a great shooter. I mean, you always got to have a hand up on when you're guarding him. And that's what we need. We need people, the guards that can spread the floor. And he's also very unselfish. He makes the right plays and makes great passes and can put it on the floor and get to the basket. So you always need people that can do that from your 2 and your 3 spot.
And what about Brady?
Brady's another one of those dudes that just surprises you. I mean, he kind of comes in. He's a goofy dude, doesn't look like he can hoop. But when he gets in the gym, he can hoop. You know, he's very athletic. He can shoot the ball. He's got some moves to him. I mean, there's a couple of times where I've been in practice like, how did he do that? Because he just doesn't look like he can really play. But he has game. I mean, he's definitely going to surprise a lot of people this year with his athletic ability and just his ability to score the ball and rebound.
When you look up at the banner,
a lot. I mean, we all have the same goals. I mean, we just want to win. And I mean, expectation-wise, nothing, like I said, nothing less than a tournament. I mean, that's our lowest expectation. I mean, we're looking at Final Four, Sweet Elite Eight, Sweet 16. We're trying to make that big jump, and we have all the pieces to this year. So it's very motivating. Just seeing that, it makes you want to push yourself. It makes you want to go harder. And, you know, having them older guys come up to you and come up here and talk to you and practice with you and stuff, it's like, man, it really wants you, it really motivates you to push yourself. And I mean, I think we've been doing a great job of that.
What type of foundation was laid last year?
I think learning was one of the biggest things that we've experienced within last year's team. I mean, just being able to learn and teach. We've been through, you know, a bad season. We've been through teams having their best games against us, or teams making game winners on us. We've been through all that. And it's just, like I said, it's helped us grow. So we know what to expect. We know what teams are going to do. We know what we can do, too, as well, to help ourselves win and keep ourselves out of situations to where we're down by one or we're up by one with 5 seconds left when we should be up by 10 in the game. So all those little pieces that we put together, I think we finally meshed them and got them in one spot.
How can you not be impressed? Great young man. I think he's got an incredible future for him, not just here at Oklahoma, but I think beyond too. I think this is a guy that we're going to be seeing in the association. There are not many players in the history of Sooner Athletics that have come in more hyped and more talked about than our next guest. Jessica Cootie, her first chance to sit down with, our first chance to hear from, the Norman North product who is now on campus and getting ready for his freshman campaign, from ball boy during the Blake Griffin era to potential starting point guard for Lon Kruger's Oklahoma Sooners. Ladies and gentlemen, Trey Young.
Let's go back to, again, your recruitment process. Oklahoma kid, but what was it about this program that you wanted to play here?
Well, it was a lot. There was a lot of reasons why I wanted to play for the Sooners. I grew up here in Norman. I was once a ball boy here when Coach Sampson was here and Blake and all those guys. I take that back. Coach Capel. When Coach Capel was here, I was a ball boy. So I've always grown up a Sooners fan, watching Stephen Pledger, watching Hollis Price film and stuff like that. So I've always just grown up a Sooners fan, and I always wanted to stay here. I mean, represent my home city and home state. So
you grew up a Sooners fan. You've been around the program, but the first time you step on the court as an official Sooner for that first workout, first pickup game, what was that moment like?
It gave me chills, knowing that I can put on a Sooners jersey and rep it officially. So I want to do big things here. I'm coming in with that mindset of winning a national championship. That's what I wanted to do here and be the first to do it. So stepping on the court for the first time with my Sooners jersey was an unreal feeling.
You're obviously aware of the expectations that come along with you playing here in Norman. So how do you go about managing what people expect for you to do immediately?
Well, I've been blessed enough to have a really good circle. They keep me grounded. They don't let outside things affect me. They keep me level-headed and keep me humble and they keep me working. So all the outside noise, I'm really good at blocking out. I control what I can control. So I just focus on getting better, working in the gym with my teammates, watching film with coach, and producing on the court, and that's all I can worry about.
Do you embrace that a little bit, knowing that, you know, maybe that a lot of kind of is on your shoulders to come in and like you said, do big things here?
Yeah, I've always been a competitor. When Buddy was here and he plays in pickup games, I want to guard him. He wants to guard me. I'm just a natural competitor. And with me coming in here, I know there's a target on my back, but I embrace that. I want to come in here. I work extra hard. I've worked extra hard to be in this position, and I don't want to stop here. So I continue to work, but I definitely embrace that, and I just have fun with it too.
Every person that we've talked to has said that you fit perfectly for what Coach Kruger is trying to do with this team, but how does it fit for you when you're playing with this team running around in this system?
Well, it definitely fits me. It helps me knowing that I'm coming in with guys with a lot of experience. Even though they didn't have the season they wanted last year, that year and that season helped. I feel like it helped them. Grow as players, and I can't wait to actually go against other people instead of my own teammates with this team. Just the way they can really shoot the ball. We really push the ball now. We get out and go, and it's just fun, and you can tell by the way we play and practice right now.
Is it pretty natural for you? Just feels like you when you're out there, like what you like to do?
Yeah, it definitely does. Coach Kruger lets me play like I did in high school. He knows I'm gonna make mistakes. I mean, I'm a freshman. I'm gonna make mistakes, but he knows that I'm gonna limit my mistakes, and I'm gonna come back and multiply good things times two. So it's been a transition, but right now it's going really smooth.
With you and Brady and Ty out of the four newcomers, all from Oklahoma, all Oklahoma mm-hmm. kids, how much pride do you take in that personally that kind of put Oklahoma basketball in that?
Oh, I take a lot of pride in that. like I said, I'm an Oklahoma kid. I was born in Lubbock, Texas, but I was raised here in Norman. So I take a lot of pride in that, and I know those other two guys do too as well. And I mean, we even had jokes and talk about that. We talk about that, like, he went to Glencoe, Ty, Brady went to Hare. We never got to play each other, but us coming together from different areas in the state of Oklahoma is definitely going to be nice, and we love repping our home state.
What have the workouts and pickup games been like?
They've been, I came to some practices and pickups last year, and just from the first few weeks that we've been here, like, the bar has risen so much. You can tell we're coming back this year. The guys that are returning come in with a different mindset of wanting to win and buying into what Coach Kruger wants us to do. And you can just tell this team is just motivated. It's very competitive, very intense. And that's what you want. That's what a national championship team has. And that's why I'm so excited to show the Sooner fans and show the country what we're about this year.
Do you look up at that Final Four banner often?
I look up every time we go down to the gym. The first thing I do is I look up at those numbers, those players' jerseys that are risen, Blake's, Hollis's, Wayman Tisdale's. And then I look at that Final Four, and those are two things I want to accomplish while I'm here at Oklahoma.
So there you have it. You're getting great content right now at Soonersports.com. Go check it out. You can see some video of these guys already working together, and there's kind of a behind-the-scenes full meal deal, if you will, with everything those guys had to say from the features that you're seeing online at Soonersports.com and Soonersports.tv right now. Hey, tell a friend, leave a review, go to Soonersports.tv/podcast, and make sure you're subscribed to the Sooner Sports Podcast. This has been The Game Plan. Coming up on the tailgate, Brandon Meyer will join us, and we'll talk a lot of football on the verge of the start of football camp for the Sooners. It's here, guys. Our long summer wait is almost over. Until Friday, everyone have a great week. Stay cool in this heat, and Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast, and make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU on the air.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.